This is an RNIB talking book.
The Bounty Scalper by Jerome Gardner.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
5336. The Bounty Scalper by Jerome Gardner, read by Ian Craig. To Grover Claiborne, earning big bounty money seems more attractive than being a cowhand. His first attempt at it, however, ends in disaster. Then Betsy Ann Honegger, the hardest saloon woman in Panhandle, picks out a faded old killer due for release from prison. Even Grover Claiborne could hardly miss earning scalp money on him.
By kind permission of the publisher, this book, first published in 1983 by Robert Hale, is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. Read by Ian Craig, there are 10 chapters. The Bounty Scalper by Jerome Gardner. 1. There was something about Grover Claiborne. Difficult to say what right off, or even after you'd had the pleasure of employing the young gent for a while. It wasn't that he was slow exactly, like a lot of waddies, and it wasn't that he was overly smart, like a few of them. Grover was an irritating square peg of an in-between cowhand. Not short on ambition. Maybe he had too much of that quality for the peace of mind of an average panhandle range boss.